USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Together we reached an agreement. You reached an agreement that will keep our critical rail system working and avoid disruptions of our economy.
President Biden speaking at the White House, cheering a tentative deal averting a national railroad strike. Biden and Labor Secretary Marty Walsh helping to broker the agreement. Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is cautiously optimistic about the recent decline in monkeypox cases.
Over the last several weeks, we've been pleased to see a decline in the growth of new cases here and abroad, though there are areas of the U.S. where the rate of rise in new cases is still increasing.
A flood of illegal drugs across the southern border is leading to a rash of overdose deaths involving fentanyl, which is being added to fake prescription pills by cartels. Doctors are now calling for the legalization of what are called test strips. Currently, the test strips are viewed as drug paraphernalia, which makes them illegal. New data from Freddie Mac shows the average 30-year mortgage fixed rate is now just over 6% for the first time since 2008. The Fed Reserve has been increasing its key interest rate to help fight inflation over this summer. Ties between Russia and China are apparently growing stronger after a face-to-face meeting on Thursday during a summit in Uzbekistan. Speaking on Fox News, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn shares his thoughts about the optics surrounding the two leaders.
Well, it proves the adage that the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and this is a marriage of convenience between the People's Republic of China and Russia. Obviously, Russia is a regional power, China a rising power, but they're both autocrats.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Fewer Americans are filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Numbers out today show the government received 213,000 initial requests last week, down from the prior week's 218,000. It's continuing the downward trend as claims already hit the three-month low last week. More details are coming out about what a former NFL star knew about misspent welfare money.
Newly revealed text messages show Mississippi Governor Republican Phil Bryan was involved in the state paying more than $1 million in welfare money to football legend Brett Favre to help fund one of his projects. The money was funneled through a nonprofit group and spent on a new $5 million volleyball facility. The Mississippi Community Education Center Executive Director Nancy New pled guilty to misspending welfare money in April. She also agreed to testify against others, and that's where the text came from. It should be noted Brett Favre has not been charged with any criminal wrongdoing at this time.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Roger Federer is retiring from competitive tennis. Federer posting a video on social media making the announcement that the Laver Cup next weekend in Boston will be his last event.
This is a bittersweet decision because I will miss everything the tour has given me.
He currently has the third most Grand Slam titles in the history of the sport with 20. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.